Good afternoon. I am John Biggs, and with us, Bobby Asadourian, and he's brought along a friend. Just Ask Bob today on Experts on Call. Good to see you again, Bob. How you doing?
Good. Very good. Thank you for having me again.
Our pleasure.
I'd like to thank Counselor Sam Morella for joining us today.
Thank you. It's lovely to be here.
Good to see you, Sam. And I guess we'll start with why you brought Counselor Sam along with you, and that's something we were talking about the last time you were around, Bob, and that was licensed contractors,
yes,
as opposed to those not licensed. And also, I guess we can probably talk about permits and stuff like that, too,
true,
because there's a lot,
true,
of people who don't get a permit when they build or add on to a house, right?
Well, there's particularly now in Hamilton, there's a great lack of licensed contractors.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big lack. The reason I've contacted Sam is to help bring awareness to this,
right,
help effectively make change. And Sam and I had a discussion some time ago. One idea that you had, which I thought was just incredible, we sort of spoke about, it's twofold. One is, do we attack, do we go after contractors? Again, that will take a lot of resources, manpower. The other option would be to educate homeowners. And there's one suggestion you had was possibly an initiative of putting something in writing and along with homeowners' property tax bills.
Mm-hmm. See, from our perspective, the city of Hamilton, from a governing perspective and a regulatory body perspective, feel that the number one priority is to try to protect the consumer or the resident in all aspects of any type of services or that we provide,
and,
or that,
yeah,
businesses provide in the city. So through our licensing and regulatory body, we have a process in place to ensure that those residents are protected from any potential fly-by-night operations or scam artists and so on. So in essence, the real challenge is to try to either be proactive or reactive on the licensing front. So we either go out and search out those that are operating illegally and charge them and force them to get licensed, or we try to put the focus on the resident to ensure that they're aware that people need to be licensed. And I think that's the avenue that's more realistic in accomplishing our goal of trying to get all the contractors licensed.
Which is more of an education almost than, right, to make sure the homeowners,
yeah,
are educated on this.
Definitely educated and aware that all contractors in the city of Hamilton are required to be tested and licensed. So anyone that doesn't produce that license should not be working on your home. And I think that's an important message that should be focused in on, and one that we can communicate to the residents through their tax bill. I know everyone doesn't like to get in their tax bill, but at least we can provide something tangible within that envelope to create that awareness to protect them from.
Well, at least we know they won't be missing it. I mean, a tax bill is usually opened. There's usually at times some anxiety upon receiving it.
No doubt.
So we know by printing the information there, they'll read it. Now, also important, out-of-town contractors. Other municipalities, I know Brantford requires it. Burlington, I believe, does not require it. However, these out-of-town contractors and many trades firms, they do a lot of work in Hamilton. It's a very easy process. They fill out an application, they go through the system, and then they have their license, which allows them to work in Hamilton, even though their shop or facility may be in a neighboring jurisdiction.
Mm-hmm. And that's obviously in the mix as well, and something that we need to look at all-encompassing. As you know, a few years back, we went through a significant overhaul,
yes,
of the licensing department, and I initiated the operational review. Many changes have occurred, but it's such a monolithic organization, and we deal with so many multifaceted aspects. And I know that there are still some wrinkles that need to be ironed out, but I know that we have the right people there now, and it's just a matter of moving forward and ensuring that we're doing what we need to do in a systemic manner.
And the residents of Hamilton in particular need to know, because they're the ones in danger, and the danger can be doubled or trebled if that person, as we talked about last time we were on the air, Bob.
Yes.
If that person who's an unlicensed contractor is in your home and they fall off a ladder.
That's right.
You as the homeowner are
liable. You're
ultimately
responsible.
You're liable.
You're liable.
Right. Yeah.
What I found in 6 years, I can honestly say under less than 20 homeowners that I've spoken to or provided a quote for, even understood or had an idea what the city license was. I mean, that's the type of vast majority of quotes that have been submitted by contractors that didn't have the license. So homeowners had no idea. I mean, it's not their fault in a sense. It has to be put out. They have to be educated. Once they're aware, then, you know, it's their choice now. Do they want to hire somebody licensed, or do they want to hire somebody that isn't licensed? Hopefully they'll make the right decision, but
right,
they have to be made aware.
That's
or
right.
Do they want to expose themselves to that liability as well? And I think that's an important factor that's been brought up, is that there is a liability if you don't do the proper research and ensure that the contractor is licensed. Also, from another perspective, when there are certain renovations that require permits, if you don't have those proper proper permits in place, you as a homeowner are held responsible for not having those permits. So you could actually have all this work completed, you could pay for the work, and because you don't have the proper permits, the city can come in and say, tear it down because it doesn't meet the specs.
Exactly.
And that we need to protect people from as well.
That's right. Yeah, the permits is a big thing. And there are certainly, Bob, you know, there's lots of people who've in the city of Hamilton who've gotten away without getting permits.
Oh, yes, especially on older homes.
Yeah.
Because it's a can of worms. You open it up, and the contractor always wants to take, or the majority, they want to take the path of least resistance, the easy way out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the city, I mean, they're very on top of it, at least in that form or fashion, where they won't allow the permit application unless the contractor is licensed. So that's an important first step.
Now, you were talking, actually, there was one point you were making about some builders who are actually building new construction. But because of the process of putting up new construction, the permit kind of comes after the fact sometimes.
Well,
so some
yes,
of this, it
yes,
slips through the cracks.
There's a lawsuit currently pending against the city. Actually, Mike Holmes was here. It was about a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
He looked at the home. The amount of work that home would require wouldn't fit in a one show. It wouldn't even fit in a season. So he left.
Right.
I mean, the problem is the builders. Well, if you ask the builders, they'll say the city's slowing the permit process. So these builders, it's go, go, go. So they've gone overboard with building homes. There were three or four homes on the mountain where the homeowners had taken possession and nothing was applied for. Not the initial permit, not any of the passes. The home is a complete disaster. It's unsafe. I mean, that's currently, you know, going through the lawsuit process. But ultimately, it'll be the tax, our tax dollars that'll be paying this out.
Mm-hmm.
Tarion wouldn't even cover the property. The homeowners had paid their fee through the lawyer to be covered by Tarion. Tarion, the stipulation they used to get out of it was the fact that they will only cover homes that were built with a permit.
Right.
So even though Tarion had been paid for the coverage, they found their hole to get out. So there's a big issue with permits, and that's what's been explained to me at times. The city, sometimes rightly so, I mean, they have that in front of them. That's a big issue. So going after contractors or getting the information out takes a backseat to that.
And as you were saying, Sam, it's monolithic. There's you know, the paperwork piles up. This gets lost, slips through the cracks somehow. As a homeowner, you're trusting that the permit is going to be presented to the city or a request
well,
for a permit.
Most don't even question it.
Right.
I mean, it's
right.
A reputable home builder. They mm-hmm. don't even question it.
And it should be a one-stop shopping scenario for the consumer if they choose it that way. If they hire somebody to do that work, it should be up to the contractor to get those necessary permits,
yes.
Not necessarily unless they advise the homeowner otherwise.
Yeah, you certainly shouldn't have to hire a lawyer when you hire
a contractor.
You know,
exactly.
Hire a contractor.
Exactly.
Okay, so that's both permits and licensed contractors we're looking at. Now, do you think that's going to be enough, though? Do you think the education, say, through the tax bill or however you get the information out to a consumer is going to be enough to let them know that they should be going with a licensed contractor?
Well, I think it's twofold. The education is paramount. Mm-hmm. That's first and foremost. Eventually, if it's brought to the city's attention, they should start enforcing their own laws. I mean, the law is explicit. You have to have a Hamilton trade license.
Mm-hmm.
So eventually, as it comes about, maybe even by bringing the awareness to the consumer, there'll be complaints filed against the fly-by-night contractors, against the unlicensed contractors. And the city, I do believe, must start enforcing that law.
Mm-hmm.
If the reputation becomes one of that the city doesn't enforce their own laws, what does this tell people? How many other
and
laws
that's a valid point, is that if something is not enforceable, then it's not even worth being there. But I believe that this is worth being there and can
yes.
be enforced, and it has to be complaint-driven. We just don't have the necessary resources to go out there and simply look up. Because you look at it, over and above just simply contractors, we also regulate all businesses.
Yes.
So imagine how many storefronts and businesses we have in the city. To actually have an entire staff to go out there and proactively knock on doors and cross-reference lists to see if they're licensed would be an incredible process. But what I do suggest and encourage...
It would be a heck of a make-work project.
Wow, maybe it would be. But what I do encourage is that people do actually complain. If someone doesn't produce a license, obviously they're not licensed,
exactly.
At which time that call should be made to 546 City,
right.
And then we can enforce it.
You brought up a very good point, which is resources. In the last 6 years, I've always championed this cause. I've always tried to educate consumers in whatever way I can. Now via this radio station, the help of John Biggs, and of course you being here today, that is a resource. This radio station is a resource. We can get this out in a much larger way than I was ever able to get it out in the last 6 years. So that's what's important, finding new resources.
Mm-hmm. And yes, you're getting it done today. There's something else I want to talk about, the program you've got for Ontario March of Dimes coming up a little bit later on in the show. What else can we grill Sam about today? Well, we've got him here, Bob.
Well, I want to see him fix something. I want to hopefully we'll get some calls today, and maybe he can take a question or two on some home improvement projects.
All right.
Sure. I'm always willing and ready.
Well, we've got 905-645-3200 open to you. Also, 1-877-820-2426, #820 on Bell Mobility. What people are wondering about now, of course, is how the new, not till July 2010, I believe, is when
yes.
it comes into effect, but the new HST, the blended sales tax, is going to affect home improvements, home buying, all those sorts of things. There's a mix right now of discontent and rumor, and not some of the facts, not all the facts. We saw a lot of the stuff come out last night from the actual delivery of the budget from the McGuinty government. But how do you see it so far breaking out? What does it look like to
well,
you?
Well, what's difficult at this point, I don't want to criticize anything until all the facts are out.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm really, really hoping they're going to keep the exemption for home improvements and repair projects. I have never charged the homeowner the PST.
Right.
I only charge them the GST, and that's even too much at times from what they're telling me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, from the small list of exemptions, as I've read about it as I understand, they have not made mention that they're going to leave home improvements alone, keeping them exempt.
Right.
Now, this would be terrible. This would increase – this would add an extra $400 to a $5,000 renovation project. It doesn't make sense.
Is there anywhere down the line that you might save money, though, on materials, or if there's a manufacturing savings to be had by someone in that? And this is obviously going to take time, because we're not going to see – the savings are not going to be passed on to the consumer necessarily within 12 months or 18 months, which I think is probably part of the reason why Dalton McGuinty has added that $1,000 for a family or $300 for a single person under a certain amount of income. But there should be savings if we can trust the businesses to pass them on to us.
Well, most businesses, or at least smart businesses, may not have a choice. If you want to keep your customers, if you want to keep them happy and keep the competitive edge, I may have to absorb some of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I may not absorb the whole 8%. I may absorb 4%. So, again, it just really depends. But if their whole point was to harmonize it, to make less paperwork, make it easier for businesses, do that. But whatever was PST exempt, keep it PST exempt. And you're still helping businesses, less paperwork instead of two areas to pay the taxes to. But if you're going to turn around and charge it all across the board, it doesn't make any sense at all. And we don't know that's what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they still haven't released all the information. But from what I've read, again, they're not listing home renovations or improvement projects as an exemption.
It would be nice to have a 1-800 number to call, wouldn't it, to ask some of these questions and get some answers.
Well, it depends how long they put you on hold. But
I would encourage everyone to contact your member of provincial parliament.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
I think they would have all those questions or answers available.
That's right. And again, that might be a process that takes a couple of days, because that member of parliament is going to have to – member of provincial parliament is going to have to ask the questions themselves if they don't already have the answers.
They would have speaking notes in their offices, their constituency offices. So it wouldn't be the member directly, but at least their constituent staff would be able to respond.
Well, Sam, you mentioned something of interest earlier about the older areas of Hamilton,
mm-hmm.
about how we want to bring them back up to code, help the people in these older areas. And again, that's who seems to be hit the most, if now all of a sudden they're going to have to pay the extra 8%.
Well, exactly. And I think in many ways it flies in the face of what we're trying to do and try to prevent urban sprawl. I think what we need to do is focus in on the inner cities and focus in on brownfield developments. Infill developments and what they now refer to as gray developments, where you're actually creating residences on second levels and commercial on the ground level.
Mm-hmm.
Something not too dissimilar from the Ottawa Street area or Concession mm-hmm. Street or the downtown component.
And Ottawa Street. It's one of my favorites.
It really has come to life, and it's really vibrant.
The BIA is amazing there.
It really is.
Great job.
They are fabulous. One of the best in the city, if not the best.
Yeah.
And I don't want to alienate any of the other ones, but I can be a little biased. Having said that, I think that the focus should be on trying to stimulate more of those types of renovations, because it does obviously improve the look of a neighborhood. It brings pride into neighborhoods, and that in itself creates a revitalization aspect as well.
Absolutely. Let's take a quick break here. This is Experts on Call. We're talking to Bobby Asadorian. Just ask Bob, and you can do that at 905-645-3200, 1-877-820-2426, #820 on your Bell Mobility phone. And if you got a question on home improvement, you got a question for Sam Arullo, who's a guest this afternoon as well with Bob, by all means, give us a call. 1246, back with more Experts on Call next at Hamilton's all-new talk station, Talk 820. Triple R Inc. is the name of his business, and his name is Bob. He likes you to just refer to him as Bob, as in Just Ask Bob, here at Experts on Call. Along today as well, Sam Marilla joins us. Always a pleasure to talk to Sam, and because he's such an informative guy, don't you find, Bob? He seems to know what he's talking about, right?
A great help.
I've been around the block a few times.
I actually have a list here of some of the tax exemption stuff. We can get to that after we take a phone call. 905-645-3200, 1-877-820-2426, toll free, or #820 on your Bell Mobility. And Teresa is on the line with us. How you doing, Teresa?
Fine. How are you?
Just thanks. Thanks for calling. We're doing great in here. And who's your question for?
For Bobby, please.
Hello,
Hi, Bobby.
Teresa.
How are you today?
Good, good. How are you? Thank you so much for the question, for the call.
I've been learning a lot from you. I'm just curious if you could help me out with this.
I'll try my best.
Okay. I have a lot of mold around my bathtub, and I'm kind of tired of painting over the caulking. What can I do to fix that?
How old is the home, may I ask?
18 years old.
Okay, okay. So it is a home that has insulation.
Yeah.
The mold, really, you may have to remove the drywall. The only way to really get at it is to remove the drywall. The insulation should be inspected. Does your bathroom have an exhaust fan?
Yes, it does.
Okay. No, the exhaust fan is really important. Are there any water leaks? Is it a bungalow or a two-story?
It's a two-story.
It's a two-story. Okay. How bad is the mold?
It goes right around the bathtub, and actually there's some on the ceiling too.
Okay.
So
use a concentration of TSP. Also use bleach. Clean it off very, very well. You have to scrape it. I mean, I want you to do everything you can before having to rip it open. So try the TSP, try the bleach. If not, the walls will have to come down. Once the mold eats through the paper surface of the drywall, it's almost impossible to get out unless you cut the drywall out.
What is TSP?
Wow. Oh, TSP. Actually, it's funny. It's an acronym. I don't know exactly what it stands for, but it's a powder solution.
Okay.
You mix it with water. That works really well on mold or bleach.
And you can find it at pretty well anywhere.
Store. Any of the hardware stores. Every hardware store will have it.
They'll know what you're talking about when you say TSP.
Yeah, actually, the TSP is safe. Yeah, it's safer to use than the bleach. I mean, there's no off-gassing with it.
Okay.
Well, good. That's important, too, because that's a lot of people, if they're allergic or...
Exactly, if they're sensitive.
Yeah. Any other questions, Teresa?
No. Bobby, thank you so much. Fantastic. Have yourself a great day.
Thank you for calling. You, too.
Thanks, Teresa.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You
know what? It's funny because 18 years, that's relatively new. But when we moved into our new construction just a couple of years ago, one of the things they mentioned to us is leave a fan on. They had a fan in one of our upstairs bathrooms. Mm-hmm. Leave the fan on all the time, 24/7, because with new construction, you know, if it had been sitting there in the rain and when it was half built, that wood absorbs
water. And a dehumidifier in the basement.
Has to go somewhere, right.
For at least the first few years. Run the dehumidifier nonstop in the basement.
And that could be could be just a condensation. Because, again, 18 years, relatively new.
Well, the
home.
Reason I asked her how old the home is, I recently moved from the Rosedale area, and my home was a 60-year-old home. It was double bricked. Mm-hmm. Now, the double bricked homes, they have no insulation, but they have much less mold problems and moisture problems than new home construction.
Right.
Because
it can get out.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
And the other thing about this is maybe the fan is not doing its job. Maybe you need to remove some of the buildup inside the fan. Or maybe the fan's just not strong enough.
Exactly. Right? Fans, you can get fans from $30 to $180.
Mm-hmm.
The ones for $30, all they do, you turn them on, they sound like an airplane taking off.
Oh, they're loud.
Yeah, yeah. They're loud,
the
they're noisy.
The zones are...
They don't do anything. But many people have had mold issues.
Yeah.
They scrape, they clean it up, they paint it, it comes back.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, give it one firm try. If not, you have to cut the drywall out.
And you're right, I believe that if you spend the money, and like you say, you could spend $150, but you get a nice, quiet, whisper-quiet fan... low zones, but still pushing out the CFMs like crazy, mm-hmm. and that's the important thing is to get the.
I've worked on hundreds of those old homes remodeling bathrooms. Many, many people don't want an exhaust fan. Those homes weren't built with exhaust fans.
Right.
None of those older homes. And I explained to them it's important, and they tell me, "Well, we've got a window. Building code will state have a window or a fan.
Mm-hmm.
It won't force both." 20 below zero in the winter, you take a shower, you're not going to leave your window open for an hour.
How do you do? It's January. No, thank you.
Exactly. Yeah. So I tell them the bathroom will be a masterpiece when I'm done. If you get the fan, it'll last.
Yeah.
That's going to make the bathroom last.
That's right. You know what I like is we actually in our old house in West End Hamilton had a heat light as well.
Yeah, those are nice.
Love those heat
those
lights.
Are really nice. Gives you a warm space to stand on when mm-hmm. you get out of the shower or tub.
Just
They're
thinking
very
about January
nice.
There again.
They actually have heated floors now as well.
Oh yes, yes. The grid, the mat.
Have you dropped in a few heated floors yourself?
We've done two. And people love them.
Yeah.
It was always nice. It was in a bathroom, small area. I mean, it's unlimited. You could put it right through a kitchen or right through the main floor.
Is it safe under any surface, like tile or carpet, or is it mostly tile?
You'd want a hard surface, mainly for tile.
Yeah.
Yeah, mainly for tile. There are other systems you can use which have water that runs through piping and tubing, but that gets really elaborate and expensive. But typically, the tile. Mm-hmm. Tile's the best surface to put it under.
Yeah, nice radiant heat. Probably save some money on your
natural
gas bill. Yeah.
That and the heat light, you're perfect getting out of the tub in the dead of winter.
Right, especially if you're just using it in the rooms that you need it. You know, or if you're in
one of Hamilton's older double bricked homes.
Yeah.
Very chilly bathrooms.
Yeah, that's
also,
so true.
I mean, I've lived in one since 2001.
I'm in one, too.
Yeah.
That was my
right
first
in
home in Hamilton was a double-brick home.
They're strong homes.
Oh, they're beautiful homes.
They're very, very strong homes.
Yep, which is why it's worth having Bob renovate them, because you don't want to leave them, right?
And I've got the trade license.
Absolutely. 905-645-3200 or 1-877-820-2426 if you have another question for Bob today. Pound 820 if you're on your Bell Mobility, but always, of course, drive safe if you happen to be using your cellular phone. Sam Marilla, thanks again for being here. I just wanted to go over some of these tax exemptions. Now, you probably heard the ones about extending the PST to a range of goods and services, home heating, fuel, phone bills, gasoline, some goods exempt. Children's clothing and footwear, children's car seats, booster seats, diapers, feminine hygiene products and books. However, there's a whole list of things that deficit forecast at $3.9 billion, by the way, for 08-09. How about that, eh? $14.1 billion for 09-10 and total deficit $56.8 by 2015. Now, I'm assuming that they put that in there because it's one of those things where they're saying this is why we're doing it.
Put a spin on it.
Yeah. But the sales tax increase to be offset by the rebates of $1,000 for families with income below $160,000 and singles with an income below $80,000 to get $300. Now, they're saying that's going to cover about 93% of the population.
That sounds very accurate, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But they're talking about sales tax credits and property tax credits enhanced to save about $1 billion a year by 2011. But as you say, there are no other details insofar as renovations, home building.
No mention of it.
No. There's business taxes to be cut by $4.5 billion over 3 years.
An interesting point to that is that, as you know, the federal stimulus package included incentives for renovations. And this will kind of offset that incentive in many ways.
Yes. So, yeah,
exactly.
So. Kind of contradicts itself.
They're helping with the home renovation tax credit. I mean, amazing as it is, short leash on it. Mm-hmm. We'd like it to continue on another year or two.
Yeah.
I mean, they're helping with that, and we don't know for certain yet, but they definitely will be hurting.
We don't know if they give them with one hand to take them back with the other
right now. If they add a PST to home improvement projects.
You know what? Let's you and I do our homework between now and 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yes.
2 weeks from now when we bring you back.
We'll have answers.
And we'll have some answers about all this stuff. We'll make some phone calls and find out. 12:58, we've got to get going. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Sam
Marilla, for dropping in. And Bobby Asadorian, Just Ask Bob. We'll be back and do this again on Experts on Call on Hamilton's all-new talk station. Next, it is news with Robin Foley on Talk 820.